It's August 21st, 2020, and this is Markets Daily from CoinDesk. I'm Lila Ledesma, here with Ali Powell for your daily news roundup. Adam's out this week. On today's show, we're talking Bitcoin's options open interest, Wumpo channels, and more. Today's episode is sponsored by Crypto.com, Bitstamp, and Nexo.io. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice. Bitcoin prices were down slightly, leaving the cryptocurrency on track for its first weekly decline since mid-July. Bitcoin has pulled back more than 5% from the 13-month high above $12,400 reached on Monday. Unless buying action comes quick, downwards momentum could push prices down to $11,000, the cryptocurrency trading firm QCP noted earlier this week. However, that is not necessarily a bullish development, as investors have recently sold call options. That is evident from the recent recovery in the one-month put call skew from minus 10% to minus 3%. CoinDesk's Omkar Godbole reports that while open positions in Bitcoin options have risen to near record high levels, it's not necessarily a good thing for those hoping for the rally in the cryptocurrency to continue. The total number of outstanding BTC option contracts open interest increased to $2.10 billion Thursday, just shy of the all-time high of $2.11 billion in late July, per data from Skew. On its own, high open interest can indicate existing trends are likely to be sustained, suggesting BTC's recent rally from $10,650 could continue. This suggests bullish speculation is beginning to ease, a sign of investors anticipating consolidation or price drop. European stocks were up and the euro was down early Friday as investors continued to bet on technology shares and a vaccine breakthrough while shrugging off fresh signs that the economic recovery is faltering. The dollar was headed for its first weekly gain since mid-June. Within the digital asset ecosystem, investors have figured out how to quickly allocate and reallocate capital whenever new opportunities arise. CoinDesk's Daniel Corey reported on Thursday that juicy returns in the DeFi market are making some investors shift away, at least temporarily, from putting their money into options contracts on Bitcoin. Quote, every derivatives trader that was looking for incremental yield and levered returns has been besotted by the magnitude of movements in DeFi, the founder of derivatives exchange Alpha 5 told Daniel Corey. So naturally, cost of capital dictates at least some attention in that way, he added. Traders are even putting their bitcoins into DeFi platforms to take advantage of the higher yields in the fast-growing arena. Since the start of the year, the number of bitcoin locked in DeFi has grown 34-fold to about 49,000. Bitcoin is currently trading at $11,766, while Ether is trading at $407, according to the CoinDesk price index.
Hey listeners, Crypto.com offers one of the most convenient ways to purchase your favorite tokens or cryptocurrencies. It's also one of the most cost-effective ways, with the normal 3.5% credit card fee waived for all crypto purchases. What's more, with Crypto.com's MCO Visa card, you can get up to 10% back on things like food and grocery shopping. When you buy gift cards with the Crypto.com app, you can get up to 20% back. So download the Crypto.com app today and enjoy these offers until the end of September.
Bitstamp is the original global cryptocurrency exchange. Since 2011, Bitstamp has been the preferred exchange for serious traders and investors, trusted by over 4 million customers, including top financial institutions. Bitstamp is built on professional-grade trading technology. Their platform is powered by a NASDAQ matching engine, and their APIs are recognized as the best in the industry. Download the Bitstamp app from the App Store or Google Play, or visit bitstamp.net/pro to learn more and start trading today. That's bitstamp.net/pro. In this crisis, many investors aim to keep and grow their digital assets. Others seek to maximize the yield on their cash. Nexo allows you to achieve exactly these two goals. The company offers instant crypto credit lines against all major cryptocurrencies, with interest rates starting from only 5.9% APR. Nexo also lets you earn up to 10% annually on your fiat and digital assets. What's more, interest is paid out daily, and you can add or withdraw funds at any time. Get started at nexo.io.
Bitcoin's Lightning Network has reached a significant milestone. An important capacity limit meant to protect users from the nascent protocol is being tweaked, toppling a barrier to entry for companies looking to adopt the novel payment system. LND, a leading Lightning Network implementation from startup Lightning Labs, has announced it has adopted support for Wumpo channels. Going forward, users can deposit more money into Lightning Network channels than before, as well as send larger transactions. Now, the word Wumpo comes from, believe it or not, SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob's starfish friend Patrick Star teaches him the word Wumpo. You Wumpo, I Wumpo, Star says, pointing to SpongeBob, then himself. Lightning's Wumbo is similar in that two users have to agree to Wumbo before they Wumbo. There are two parts to Wumbo. The first part removes the limit to the total amount of Bitcoin that can be held in a channel. The limit is currently capped at about 0.167 BTC. That's worth about $1,988 at press time. The second strips away the limit to how large an individual payment can be. That limit has been around 0.04 BTC. That's worth around $508 at press time. Channel and transaction limits were put in place to protect users from potentially losing large amounts of Bitcoin by sending it over an experimental network. What makes developers think Lightning is now ready to live without these limits? Quote, "I think we've gained experience, and with that comes confidence," said Blockstream engineer Rusty Russell, though he still expressed caution. "As always, it's best to think of Lightning as your petty cash rather than your life savings," he added.
And finally, in developing markets, Thailand's largest court system is developing a blockchain storage network that will move judicial information entirely online when it debuts in Thai courts of justice in 2021. Already in the midst of a national digitization campaign, the Office of the Court of Justice, which oversees 91% of Thai courts, said Thursday that it is, quote, "actively developing the blockchain network." Details are scant on the newly revealed blockchain project, and it was unclear at press time if Thailand is building the network with private sector help. But the system expected to launch next year is far enough along that Thai court's judiciary is now getting ready to train officials on how to use it. Although the Court of Justice claimed Thursday that Thailand's system will be the world's first judiciary blockchain, a handful of Chinese courts have already moved reams of data on-chain. And over to Latin America, cryptocurrency exchange Mexo launched on Thursday, backed by global venture capital and blockchain incubator Cripital Group. According to a statement from the firm, Mexo, developed with Latin American users in mind, will offer a range of services including spot trading, contract trading, P2P lending, and a trading academy. Mexo's chief marketing officer, David Yao, said the services were developed because crypto users in Latin America have said they were looking to access more advanced products through a convenient mobile application. Mexo, together with its Spanish language website, is designed to meet the growing demand for digital assets in Mexico and the rest of Latin America, the firm said in a statement. Mexo, together with its Spanish language website, is designed to meet the growing demand of digital assets in Mexico and the rest of Latin America.
And that's the news. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with your next news roundup on Monday. And just a reminder, CoinDesk is a news source and does not provide investment advice.